Let's go.
And welcome to the Snitch Lens podcast for a brand new week, Lens Man. Let's bring down, bring the music down.
What are we doing? Something new, something different.
Let's not get too excited, all right, Lens Man, this podcast.
Was this like a mediocre podcast?
No. It's not mediocre. It's still funny. It's still great. It's good quality stuff in here. But let's just not get too crazy, all right?
Okay, let's not.
Because at the moment, it is roughly 42 degrees outside.
We are
in the middle of a straight up heat wave here in Australia.
It's pretty hot. You walk outside for 10 minutes and already you're sweating. Yeah. I was hanging out the washing today.
Mate, your glasses were fogging up.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Just walking into this room.
I was so hot and then the AC was on, just went straight steam.
Yeah, crazy, man.
It's so like I was a flame guy, but I went steam on and steam just.
Just steamed your glasses.
Steamed my glasses.
Well, you said steam onto your eyeballs.
Yeah.
They just steamed out. Great superpower. Glad I got this one.
I was known as a steam guy as when I played basketball.
Because
my glasses would always steam up. It was like, steam on, Lindsay.
I'm glad that you were known for that and not for being a good player.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
I was pretty bad. Got kicked off the team pretty quick. Snitch, on the way here, just outside your apartment building where you live, an elderly man approached me as I was walking to get onto the train. I was like, getting on the train. He says, I got to say this, and it's all about the way he said it and what he said.
Okay, I'm already starting to think that I already know what you're talking about, all right?
He's like, can you spare some silver for a disabled pensioner?
Yeah.
And I'm just like,
Yeah, that's old Greg.
Old Greg.
I know him very well.
Is old Greg a pirate?
What?
Like, who said? He even sounded like a pirate.
Yeah.
Who asked for silver?
You know what he's doing? And it's true because I see him every day. He's there. He's there every day. And he says the exact same thing to every single person.
Silver.
So, yeah, silver.
Why not ask for gold? Why not ask for a gold coin donation?
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
why not ask for notes?
Ask for gold coin donations.
That's true.
Why is he asking for the silver?
Oh, he knows his target market, you know?
What, pirate?
Everyone
who love pirates.
No. Everyone in our suburb is clearly stingy, okay?
That's true.
And he's like, I'm going to a stingy suburb, all right? If I get into there, I'm only asking for silver. When he comes into the city, it's gold all the way.
So you got notes? I would love some notes.
I would love just a pineapple now.
Well,
got any pineapples?
Well, what if people said, hey, I only got a card? That's okay. Tap and go.
Yeah, tap and go. Get in there.
You select how much you want to give.
Exactly, yeah. Have you got Visa, MasterCard? Sorry, don't take Marin Express, though. That's we take them.
That's a 2% surcharge.
Yeah, exactly. Not even homeless dudes take American Express.
Snitchman, I went to karaoke last night. Bit of fun. Great chilling with some friends. Getting on the karaoke. And, like, it wasn't just one person singing. Yeah. Everyone got up.
Oh, really?
I was jumping off couches doing air guitar solos. Like,
starting to see why you slept in this morning.
Why I'm late.
That's why you're an hour late.
It was worth it.
Fair enough.
But there was some songs I was just like, hang on a sec. Like, when I'm singing a song, like a well-known song, like, Are You Gonna Be My Girl by Jet, that came on.
Oh, yeah. I wonder who put that on, huh? I wonder who put that on the list.
Guilty. Yeah. I put that on. Sorry, my voice is a little bit crackly from the singing.
Oh, yeah, of course it is. Yeah, man. I can only imagine the beautiful tones, the dulcet tones that would have been gracing the walls of that karaoke place. Oh, I can't be back
here. But, like, what actually happened was when the words came up and the bouncing ball hit the words.
Oh, it's got like the bouncing ball.
Or the line that kind of fills the words.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's basically like when you used to sing in primary school. And you
exactly.
Used to have a little ball that went across. It's like, soccer. Like that, right?
That's right. Little soccer talk.
Yeah.
That little thing tells you the song.
Yeah.
That thing was way out of time.
All right.
Like, the little soccer talk could have done a better job.
Did it throw you off your rhythm, did it?
It really did, because some people who actually aren't familiar with the song will sing it according to how the line's going across or the ball's going across.
That's the worst.
I was like, I know the song. Like, I could just sing it.
Wait, guys, I know this. Right. Follow me.
Turn off the screen. I can just do this.
I will conduct you, okay?
Follow me.
It's just like conducting an orchestra. We're fine. All right? We got it. That's great.
So that was a bit annoying. I was like, well, people are out of time. Just like, hush down, guys. I can just do this. Another thing that was annoying about karaoke is the fact that...
The fact it's karaoke.
No. It's great. Is that sometimes, some songs, the words are mistranslated.
Right, yeah.
And it's like,
that'll happen. Because, where did you go to karaoke? Was it Chinatown?
No, it wasn't Chinatown.
What was it Chinatown?
It was King's Wharf.
King's Wharf?
King's Wharf.
Really?
Yeah, there's a King Street Wharf. There's a bowling alley down there that has a karaoke room.
Wow.
and it was just like, what's
and
this?
That had banned translations. Wait until you go to one in Chinatown; they're even worse.
So we're just like, well, some of the words just totally wrong.
Yeah.
So I took some down for you.
Like you wrote them down.
We wrote them down, and we're going to sing them today.
All right. Do you have it with you?
Yeah, I have them with us. So let's
Here,
give
pass
them a
it
shot.
Over.
Pass it over. There, you got it.
All right.
Okay.
Ooh, fun. Okay, cool. All right, let's give it a go then.
Let's give it a go.
Said we gotta go get some Peking duck. It doesn't make a difference if it's cold or hot. We got our soy sauce and we got our hot pot for an hour. We'll eat the whole lot. Whoa, we're halfway there. Oh, oh, it's out of hand. Take my hand. We're getting out of here. Viva George Migas, Viva Small Penis, Viva, Viva Los Shittos! Potato!
That's so stupid.
Lins, man.
Yeah, man.
Metal detectors.
Yeah.
I reckon that it's a pretty good idea to have a metal detector.
What?
I reckon it's a good investment.
Okay. Where's this coming from?
People don't agree with me on this, namely my girlfriend, but I want to buy myself a metal detector.
Okay. What are you going to be the creepy guy on the beach looking for lost coins and jewelry?
How
and
is
watches?
That creepy? How is that? That's just picking up stuff that people have left behind. It's not going to be found by anyone else, is it? If it's got a name on it, I'll return it, okay?
No, you won't.
Yeah, I will. You don't know me. I'll return it. If it's got a clear mark name, address, phone number, pin number, all that stuff on it, I'll return it, okay?
Okay, well, obviously it won't have a name. Yeah. And then it was just like...
Well, it might have a name. I wouldn't have a name on it.
Okay, well, anyway, what are you using this metal detector for? Why are you buying a metal detector,
well,
snitch,
mate? So a lot of people think, like, metal detector, go out to the beach, right?
Yeah, and get
pick stuff. Up stuff there. That's a sucker's game right there, okay? That's for the small time guy.
Yeah, that's the amateur. Okay.
So I was watching this.
What are you breaking into banks?
I was watching. No, breaking into banks with a metal detector?
It's like,
I can find that there's coins in here.
You had a metal problem in your safe. I just got to go check it out. It's like, yeah, this whole thing's made of metal. Has to go.
This is like the stupidest bank manager in the world. Like, guy with metal detectors here, better let him through. It's metal detector guy. No. I was watching a documentary, Lens Man.
Yeah.
Just out of nowhere, right? This dude, he's a metal detector guy, right?
Well, he's a pro.
He's a pro.
Oh, okay.
Knows his stuff, all right?
Okay.
And look, I'm not going to lie. You know, I'm from kind of out in that area. I know the bush, okay? So he's that kind of guy. Goes out there one day, finds the biggest gold nugget, like in the world. It's crazy. It's like $500,000 worth.
Okay.
That's what they call a retirement nugget right there, okay?
Okay, yeah.
I mean, the investment that you put into a metal detector, it's like $1,000 or something. That's chalk and cheese.
Chalk and cheese to like the gold nuggets you're going to find.
Exactly.
where
think
you
Think about it, all right?
Yeah, okay. I'm thinking about it.
Because you just never know where gold's going to turn up. It can turn up anywhere.
So hang on, let me get this straight. You're going to go out to your parents' house?
Probably, yeah.
Which is like five acres.
There's council. No, it's 25 acres.
Okay, 25 acres.
Okay. There's council land behind there where... I'm pretty sure I can find... I mean, if I find it there, I'll just say I found it at my parents' place, right?
Yeah, just say
it's
that.
It's fine, yeah, because I'm sure you probably can't survey over their area, but it doesn't matter, okay?
So hang on, before you reveal, you're going to get all the gold you can.
Yeah, I'm just going to huddle it up like a little rat and then go into the bank and be like, here's all my gold. I found it in one location. And we've got a riverbed that runs through the property as well.
This is the problem. This is the problem. You've seen some old-timey like show, and it's like riverbed, gold, and you lived at Ballarat at one stage, which is known for it.
Hey, okay. I found some gold when I was there.
Well, how much? A flake?
Well, it was, I mean, it was buried there so we could find it. It was the gold museum thing.
Oh, well, that's like a marvelous spray-painted gold.
They handed me like a pan for gold panning, and they were trying to tell me what to do, and it was just a natural. They were just like, this guy knows what he's doing. I mean, look at him. Look at what he's doing right there. This guy's panning. Or we haven't even given him instructions, and he's panning like a motherfucker. He's just
The pan was an extension of your body. You just knew to do.
It was like 20 seconds later, boom, gold flake in there. Wow, found it already. How about that, eh? How about that?
No.
I'm born gold prospector.
You're a gold hunter.
Mate, I'm going to be the one that's laughing, okay? No, when I'm living it up with my giant gold nugget in my mansion, being like,
why
what a
you
sucker.
Sell it? Why
all
you
is
sell
he had
it?
To do was buy a metal detector. That's all he needed to do. That was so simple. Okay, you can buy them anywhere.
I've not seen one metal detector shop.
I'm pretty sure.
I just rocking around just like, oh yeah, there's the metal detector shop.
I'm pretty sure there's one around the corner down there. Military supply store. There's one down there.
What, go in there?
Yeah, probably got a metal detector.
He's like, hey guys, you got a metal detector. What's it for?
They'd probably be like, well, no, we got a mine sweeper.
It's like, it's pretty close.
Close enough. How much is an old mine worth? Hey, Linsman.
Yeah, man.
I reckon about 6-7 years ago on the podcast.
Yeah.
When we just started it, when it was like over Skype.
It was fresh.
I was in Ballarat. Yep. You were in Sydney.
We're doing it, like recording it separately, but over Skype, and then I'd send you the audio file. You'd sync it up. Exactly. We'd make a podcast.
Yeah. I mean, look how lazy we are now.
Yeah, we just.
All we are just two guys in one room.
Before, with
we used the whole extent of the internet and our video capabilities. I was on Dodo Internet down there, which is quite well known for being the worst internet in the world.
And we were sitting in rooms that would refract the sound.
Yeah,
it would sound terrible, but we still did it.
Yeah, exactly. We still kicked it out. We kicked out the jams. Back then, we spoke about something. We spoke about the fact that I'm a talc man.
Yes, you are. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
That I'm a talc man. Okay. Linsman, let's pull back the curtain a little bit on the podcast and Snitch and Lins in general.
Okay.
Every now and then. For a segment, you know, we tell a little white lie, okay?
We just exaggerate.
We exaggerate things,
the truth to make it
funnier.
Just make it a little bit funnier.
It's the rules of comedy, you know, that's just how it is, okay?
And we're here to entertain.
Exactly.
We're not truth tellers.
We are not truth tellers. Do not come to us for the news.
A.K.A. liars about truth.
Yeah, exactly. We have about as much place in the news as Fox News does in America, basically, okay? We just embellish everything.
Yeah.
So I embellished a little bit there. I'm not really a talc man, okay? But I am now. Truthfully, I am now. And before I was saying that,
I don't know what's worse. The fact that you lied about it or that you are on it now.
I'm actually genuinely using talc now. And I'll tell you the story, okay? Yesterday, it's very recent. It was only yesterday, okay?
Okay.
Yesterday, I told you I went for a big walk yesterday. Went for a walk all around Sydney just for shits and giggles.
Yeah.
You know, I like walking. Call me old-fashioned.
Okay, just...
But I like walking.
Walking, yep.
About midway through the walk, it was a very hot day, getting a bit sweaty.
Oh, there it is, the sweats, the walk sweats.
The walk sweats, and getting a bit of chafing going.
Oh.
Bit of chafing between the old thunder down there. Thunder from down under.
We all know where that's from.
Yeah, exactly. This is the worst chafing I've ever had. And it was terrible, Lince, man. So you know what I had to do? I had to get some emergency talc. So I couldn't even wait. It was so bad that I couldn't wait to get home because I've got some talk at home.
Yeah.
I think. I'm not sure. I don't use it, so I don't know. It could be.
I need talc.
Yeah.
ASAP.
Could have just been Ajax that I had in the cupboard. I don't know. But I was like, I need talc. Stat. Okay. It's emergency talc. So I went into a 7-Eleven and I'm like, I don't know whether 7-Eleven's going to have talc. I reckon they should have talc.
They should have talc.
Because there is emergency situations that I've just realized where you need it.
They're like Band-Aids. You need them.
Yeah, you need them.
Just sell them.
Exactly, yeah. I get in there, no talc to be seen. No talc, Linsman. So I have to go to a large supermarket and
squeeze up down those aisles. It's
squeeze
like
down the aisles.
Little wonders.
And not just buy a little thing of talc. You can't really get little ones of
talc. No, you can't. You
have to get a big yellow thing that's about,
let's make sure
about the length of your arm.
But everyone knows
and
you're buying a talc.
I'm just buying a talc. Guys, I'm just in here buying
some
talc.
Everyone's looking at you going,
you know that I'm cheap, so I'm getting the black and gold stuff.
Yeah.
You know that's what I'm going
it's
for.
It's the same stuff.
It's all the same. When it comes to talc quality, it's the same thing. So I get in there and I'm like, this is just,
oh my goodness.
And as I'm walking around, I'm just like, it's just fire down there. It's about to start a bushfire. It's crazy, right?
Okay.
So I'm like, I'm gonna pop in the loo
and just kind
of just hike up the shorts, get a bit of talc on the legs, you know? And I can tell you what, Linz, man.
Don't pull down your pants. I don't want to see
it. I was tripping on my mic cord, but it looked like I was full of a pants.
I was like, whoa.
Yeah, Stitch, we don't need evidence of it, okay? Linsman, the relief, my friend. The relief.
Instant
relief. And You know, I've got to say, even black and gold's got a pretty good fragrance to it too. Not bad, not bad. A bit of kind of like a Brut kind of feel. You wear Brut.
Yeah, I've worn Brut.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay, so starting next week, you can experiment with all the tout qualities.
Yeah, well.
And the scents. Black and gold seems to be the prime option.
It's pretty good. It's good value. I'll give it that.
Fair enough.
It's good value. And it works in a time of emergency. And that's what I'm saying.
What are you going to do now? Are you going to squeeze someone into a Glad wrap bag and just hang on to it just in case of emergencies now?
Glad wrap bag? Because I don't want to carry around my giant litre of talc with me.
So you sneak into the bathroom, cop see, open a little Glad wrap bag.
It's going to look...
It's just talc, guys.
Yeah, it's just talc, guys. I'm just really psyched about this talc.
Just need a hit.
I just need this talc to get me through the day, all right? I'm sure you guys understand that. Linsman.
Yeah, man.
Here's a scenario for you. Okay. A hypothetical, if you will.
Okay.
Okay.
So something that's not going to happen, but possibly might.
Thanks for defining what.
I was like, I don't have anything to say. I feel like I needed to say something.
No, fair enough. Linsman, you go into Target, all right?
Okay.
And you buy yourself a pair of underwear. Okay. Like a six pack. What? Or I mean, I suppose in
a
your...
A six pack of underwear or a six pack of like...
No, six pair of underwear.
Okay, okay.
We're talking underwear here. Okay, yeah. Or I suppose in your scenario, your mum goes into Target and buys the underwear for you.
Here's a question. Why come underwear doesn't come in a seven pack, one for each day?
That's a bloody good point.
Why can't you just buy a week worth of underwear?
That's a great idea. Why don't they come in seven packs?
I don't know.
Maybe it's harder for the machines. A lot of machines do things in twos.
It can't be that hard.
Well, I don't know, man.
Look, get Target on the phone.
Market, the market's open for you, my friend.
There we go.
Linz's undies coming in seven packs these days. You're going to be the new Chesty Bond.
They can even have labels Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays.
That's pretty good. I don't mind that. Although a lot of people don't tend to do their washing in seven-day increments, you know? I certainly don't.
When do you do it?
Oh, I just do it whenever I can do it.
No, I mean, the system's out of cycle then. Yes. You're wearing Tuesday's undies on a Saturday. No one knows what's going on.
Mate, every system in my life is out of whack, okay? Don't worry about that. Back to the subject at hand.
Okay, yeah.
You go into a Target, or your mum goes into a Target, buys your underwear.
Yeah.
You take them home. Do you wash them?
Absolutely.
Do you wash them before you put them on?
Yeah.
Really?
I'll wash a toothbrush before I use it.
Oh, no. I thought this was going to go the complete opposite way.
I thought you were going to be
on my team here. I'm like, that's the cleanest they're going to be. You know? They've been, like, sterilized. They've been steamed. That's a fresh pair of undies. You take them out of the packet, you can slip those babies right on, right?
No, you don't know what factory they've come from.
Oh, man. Oh, I thought this was just going to go the other way.
Sorry, mate.
Oh, that is terrible. Because I had this argument with my girlfriend because I bought a pair of undies. Took it back to her place, and I'm just like, I'm just going to chuck these babies on. Let's fucking slip them on. And she's like, do you want me to wash them first? I'm like, no.
Why are you doing that?
Well, why wouldn't you? No, they haven't come from a factory. The last thing that they do.
Where do they come from? The underwear, like, magical land.
I've been on YouTube, all right?
Trees.
I've seen how they make underwear on YouTube. One of those little documentaries where it shows you how they make them. Swear to God, the last thing they do is, like, a massive steam clean, and then no one even touches them before they go into the packet. It's just they shoot steam into the packet. And then they steam it up, and they vacuum seal it, and that's the cleanest that they get.
No!
That's amazing. I can't believe that you wash them.
Of course I wash
them. That's crazy. All right, let's be honest here.
Yeah.
You get him on to wash them, right?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever washed them. To be honest, when they go away, I don't know how to work the washing machine. It's kind of like I just guess and turn the knob.
Just a whole new can of worms.
I always just kind of turn it. I pull it out and turn it to two and just like hope that's the best. I don't know. Like, that's just a number in my... I was like, it's a third of the way around.
You've got a little turny knob thing, do you?
Yeah.
Just like a...
It's like an industrial one. Dad got it from the Wrath base. They purchased it from the Wrath base.
Sure he did.
It's just, yeah.
He just got to the Wrath base, went and purchased it at 1 a.m. in the morning.
Now, Snitchman, I don't know if you have one of these in your household. I think everyone has one of them. It's called a denier. A denier.
Okay.
Someone who lies about something in the house. Typically...
You're saying you got a liar in your house.
There's a liar. A denier liar.
You're saying that one person in the Price household lies.
Someone. Someone's a mole, Snitch. And every household has one of these. Every apartment, whatever, family. It's typically the dad. I'm going to say typically the dad.
Okay.
This is the scenario. Tuesday night in the Price household. I was going to eat a twirl from the party pack.
A party pack?
We got a party pack of twirls. So okay. I'm like, I'm a twirl
guy.
You got
a party pack of just twirls?
Yeah, I love twirls.
That's the worst one.
No way! Flake is the worst one.
No, twirls are terrible.
No, man, we're not getting this.
Flake is
crumbly. It falls apart. Twirl conceals.
Twirl is just a flake covered in chocolate.
Exactly. It's an improvement. It's an evolution of the flake.
All right.
Just ditch the flake.
Too many things going on in this podcast. So many things I need to talk about.
Anyway, I've gone to the bottom shelf, gone to the party pack.
Yeah.
I'm like, sort through the packet. There's one left. I was like, oof, that's close.
I'm like, all right. That is, you are treading a fine
line. Got the last twirl. I'm eating it, and Mum's like, oh, is that the last one? I'm like, yeah. He goes, well, who's been eating them all? And I was like,
just a little twirl meeting in the kitchen.
Yeah, just twirl meeting. Mom,
everyone's meeting.
Me, Mum and Dad were all meeting in the kitchen. And Mum's like, well, I've had three. This is my third one. Dad goes, well, I'm not a twirl guy, so I've had none.
I'm not a twirl guy, guys.
I don't have any.
Just to put it on the table, I'm not a twirl guy. Uh-huh.
And Mum's
flake
and
all the way.
Mum, yeah, that's exactly what he said. He's a flake boy. I'm like, you're out of here, Dad. You don't know what you're talking about.
I love this. I'm not a twirl guy. I'm a flake boy, okay?
Mum's like, well, I haven't had any. And I'm just like, well, obviously.
But your mum is, she is a twirl girl.
She might be a twirl girl. Okay. She might be a twirl
I'm
girl.
I'm sure she's a twirl girl.
So we don't know. Someone's lying. I've had three, which is my honest answer.
Yeah.
But where are the other nine gone?
I think you need to tell people how many there are in a pack.
The 12. It's a party pack.
Okay. I don't know that.
Well, okay. Anyway, when I say party pack, you just got to assume 12.
I just never assume. Why is that a number that you assume a party
pack
is?
Because, like, you think crisp chips. It's like 3-3-3. You get four of the flavors.
That's
how it works.
I obviously don't buy enough party packs to know this, okay? I don't have enough parties.
At this point, another thing.
Is this the party that you're having with your parents in the kitchen? That
me, Mum, and Dad. Know,
that's just why you got the party packs? Like, one day we're all going to meet in the kitchen and fight about twirls. We should have a party pack ready for that situation.
To which, because we're having this conversation, Mum goes, oi, who's been eating all the custard?
Oh, here we go. Now it's time to kick off.
I said, I didn't even know we had custard.
Twirl Girls just opened a whole brand new can of custard right here. You didn't even know you had custard.
I didn't even know we had custard and we're running low of custard. Show me this custard. They show me the custard. It's just like hanging by a thread. And I taste it. I'm like, this is bloody good custard. Why didn't you guys tell me earlier? Who's been eating it?
Oh my God. It's like an episode of Law and Order in your kitchen. Oh, what is going on?
I don't know. There's deniers in every household, Michael. There's deniers. And I swear, it's either this.
Is it only you three that are in the house?
That's it. Just,
okay, right.
Unless someone's like creeping into the house and eating our food and then like.
You realize I know how to get into your house.
Snitch, have you been eating my food?
Custard boy. I can smell it from a mile away.
It's either that, or someone's lying, or my parents are coaxing together and blaming the shortage of food on me
to kick
me out of the house.
That's what it
is. This is what it is.
Yep.
My parents are like getting together and like, let's get Lindsay out of this house because we're sick of him.
Mate, there's
let's
no doubt.
Blame him on the shortage of food. I'm like, no, I haven't been eating this food.
They're going to give a restraining order to you. And the reason is going to be that you're making them starve. He keeps taking our food and eating it or hiding it places.
Or stealing our party packs.
It might be in the giant industrial washing machine. We're not even sure. All right, Linsman.
It's that time of the week again.
It sure is. And this time, as we've had some complaints on the podcast and a lot of complaints from you because someone's a wuss, can't handle the
you
pressure.
You would not believe the decimals. Turn down the gain, okay. Snitch. Turn down the gain.
I've been playing the intro of this way too loud, unfortunately, so let's keep it nice and quiet. It's not even going to play now. It's that low that it's not playing. Why is that not playing?
Uh-oh, we got technical difficulties. You're here live with Snitch and Lins as I try and make some filler.
Can't express one. Why?
Uh-oh, Snitch is losing.
There we go. Just had to do it manually. That's fine. Lins, man, it's time for questions.
Just had to touch the screen.
Oh,
come on, Snitch, manually. It's not like you're clicking a button or something.
It was
you're going into the matrix of the like the hard line.
You don't find
the piece of code.
You don't understand
like,
all this technical stuff behind here, right?
I understand it.
No, you don't know what's
going on. I was an audio engineer before you were.
Yeah, in high school.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. 10 years.
10 years ago, exactly.
Yeah, you got me there.
I think things have moved in a little bit. All right, Lins, man, question time. Here we go. From Yahoo Answers TXT,
okay.
That's the user, we have, is it okay to wear the same hoodie every day?
Absolutely.
Well, coming from a man that only has, by my account, only one jumper, Lindsay, what do you reckon?
Well, I have many jumpers, all of which were yours at one point.
They're all hand-me-downs from me, which is weird because I'm not your brother.
Yeah, and I got some from my brother the other day, actually. There we go.
Brilliant. Came back over from Perth to give you a couple.
No, I just found it in a box. I'm like, do you want this anymore? He was like, nah. You can have it.
Did you ring him in Perth and be like, mate, found a box of jumpers, do you need them?
Yeah, and he's like, oh, I forgot they were there. You can have them.
Oh, well, there you go.
And I was like, great. I look like a Formula One driver in them. It's great.
Problem solved.
Problem solved. Right, so I'm going to say absolutely not. Absolutely not.
All right, listen, this one has decided to keep their name private, which I am happy about because the question
Sorry, can we just go back to that question again?
Yeah, sure.
I wear the same pants after work every day. So, no.
Nah. Please tell me you wash them.
Maybe once a week.
Oh, that's not too bad.
But I wear them 6 days a week, 7 days a week.
Yeah, it's pretty nasty.
No, they're great.
They must be fun.
Basketball pants, or shorts, I must say, Jordans, the way to go.
Okay, cool.
Okay, I just thought, like, people go, I can testify to this. This is no joke. This is a lifestyle choice.
Well, if you want to take Lindsay's lifestyle choices, go right ahead. Coming up, this guy hasn't given us his name, Lensman, and he's asking, what animal is Sonic the Hedgehog? And I'm not sure, actually.
Don't know.
Not 100%
on
that one.
Is he an echidna?
I don't know, maybe.
Is he a fox?
I reckon. When you think fast things, what do you think? I reckon he's a cheetah.
Leopard?
Yes.
He's got to be something
what
like
do you
that.
Mean leopard? Cheetah, clearly.
Why a cheetah?
Cheetah's the fastest land animal.
Might be. What about a leopard?
They just happen to look the same. It's not as fast by a long
jaguar?
While.
Jaguar?
Huh?
What about jaguar?
I don't even know what a jaguar. No, I'm
McLaren.
That's a car.
It's still. That's got to be the fastest.
Okay, fine. It's a race car. It's an F1 race car. All right, that's what Sonic the Hedgehog is.
Sonic, we got him.
All right, our last one. And this one's a poll, Lindsay. I didn't even know they could do polls on Yahoo Answers, but, you know, here we go.
A poem?
A poll. Like a poll. You know?
Oh, a poll?
Yeah.
Like a toll. Yeah, I mean, like a questionnaire.
No, not like a
survey.
Toll. Yeah, like a survey.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah. Oh, a poll, like a toll. No, not like a toll at all.
that's a poem.
That's a totally different thing. It's completely different. Poll is, which have better moral character? Turkeys, chickens, or ducks?
Turkeys?
No, I'm going to go with ducks. Turkeys chickens. Are assholes, okay?
Turkeys?
Yeah, turkeys are dickheads.
Really?
They'll attack you. That's why, have you ever seen a turkey outside of a cage?
Yeah, my neighbours used to have them.
Really?
We weren't allowed near the fence when they came about, though.
Well, there you go.
There we are.
Because they're just like that.
I was just told that. I didn't understand.
Well, there's probably a big sign out the back that said, don't touch these turkeys. They're assholes, okay? Because they are. They're assholes. Chickens.
I've never liked chickens.
I like chickens, but they are stupid, though. Chickens are real stupid.
Cows are pretty stupid. I've owned cows for like
what, that's
a good
not in the question,
years.
Though.
Like, I'm
it's
just
not
saying.
In the question,
okay,
right?
It's not in the
Stick
question.
To the
can
question.
We add the category of...
No.
Okay, we can't. Okay, we can't.
Coming from one of the users. No, so cows, not on there either. But ducks, more about the ducks.
I'm all about the ducks.
I'm all about the ducks. And we were talking the other day about ducks in the 90s. There's a reason why they did them so much in the 90s. Because they're the best.
Peking duck, it's the best one.
Yep, absolutely. DuckTales... Duck Dynasty, very popular show.
There we go. Everything...
Unfortunately, it's about killing ducks. But
well, Peking duck, you're eating the duck.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, look, I'm just realizing that a lot of it's about killing ducks. Maybe it's because they taste so good that I like them so much.
They've got good moral character, I'm sure of it. Mighty Ducks.
There we go.
There we go. Won. They were all great. Wow. Except for the kid that got off the street. He was a bit rough around the edges, but he was one of them, I guess.
There's always one of them, Liz, man. There was always one in every 90s film. There's always a rough street kid. And we've even run to the end of the music.
Holy man.
Have we ever done this before?
I don't think we've ever done this before.
Wow, there we go. That was an intense question segment. Hope you enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it.
I was enjoying it up until the end.
Oh, true!
Lensman, let's do a fun little segment right here.
Oh, well, okay.
Where we are...
Bonus stage.
Bonus outro segment where I pick a random cart from the library here at the radio station and we have to play it in full, all right? So let's hope that you don't pick a song, all right?
Okay.
I want you to give me give me two numbers or letters.
Two numbers or letters. I'm going C.
C.
And K.
C and K. All right, here we go. This is C, K, Y, L on the cart list here. Are you ready for this, Lensman?
Yep. Can you not blow our eardrums out?
Oh, no, it won't be too loud. Here we go.
Next year, another voice season for you?
No, I honestly don't know. I mean, I think we're so immersed.
This is lame.
When I get over the finish line, but I have...
Who is this?
It's been a lot of fun. A great team.
That was... Kyle Sandilands interviewing Kylie Minogue. Two Kyles. There you go.
That was
great segment.
That was a terrible
segment.
Kyle Sandilands, get him on the phone. freaking sucks at interviewing. I couldn't even hear who it was. Kyle, you didn't intro.
40 years old this year. Like Elton John, your career just goes on and on.
What are you playing? Who are these people?
Oh, that was good fun. I'm never going to do that segment again. It was a terrible
that
idea.
That was a terrible idea, Stitch. We're not doing that again. We're not doing random carts. Random carts.
Random carts. You've been listening to Snitch and Lens podcast, like we like to say every week.
Spread the love. Hashtag. Or yeah, hashtag spread the love.
Oh, check out the new website.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I forgot to mention that.
Yeah, please check out the website. It's really pimping.
It's up and running. And hashtag snitch and lens. Oh, hashtag spread the love.
Yep. New videos every week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, hello, hello.
There we go.
It's through the L-Dogs. Huh?
L-Dogs, yeah.
Yeah. And I believe that there's one with me.
Yeah, it's coming up soon.
At one point. Which will be fun.
Stick around.
It's not as good. I had hay fever on the day, and it was
We had to cut a lot.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. A lot. Like 60% of it.
Oh, dear. Dear. You've been listening to Snitch and Lens.
Viva!
Oops.
I think it's like the very end
one. Next one, yeah. I got to go all the way through again.
Dolly Parton.